Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as you know. Let me tell you about our show coming up in this section of the hour. Our good friend Michael Chandler is back with us. Mike is the president of the Chandler Marketing Company. He's won 41, at least as of the writing of this book, maybe there's more, Silver Microphone Awards for Outstanding Advertising. So he knows what he's talking about, folks, when he talks to us about putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Dream Weaving, The Success to Overwhelming Your Business Competition, and he's got a brand new Western novel coming out real soon. He's our good friend, Michael. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always nice visiting with you, and good morning to you and to your audience.
It's good to have you back on the show. Okay, now, I want to hear about your novel. You know, it's interesting, Michael, a number of my Brain Trust members, business professionals, business experts, number of books written on business topics, several of my folks have written novels. And it's been interesting to see that side of their creativity coming out.
Yeah, I think that is the root of it. In the beginning, I never really intended to write a business book, but there were other businessmen and women who are interested in the communication strategy I'd created called Dream Weaving.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept saying, well, tell us more, and I'm on a national lecture circuit. And many of those business people were involved in banking, so they mm-hmm. said, well, why don't you write a book, and maybe that would help us, and I did, and hopefully that book is helping not only bankers, but other business people distinguish themselves in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
The reader is the best judge of that.
So are you saying that you were always really a novelist at heart?
Oh, I think entrepreneurs such as yourself, Jim, are creative people at heart, and they wish to make a difference, and they exhibit mm-hmm. their talents and skills in different arenas, business being one. But I think if you have those skills and you apply them to business, it would be only natural and not the least bit surprising that you might end up extending your talents into writing in different areas. And maybe that's what's happened with me with writing Kincaid's Blood, the new Western novel that's going to be released by Pelican Publishing here in about 3.5-4 weeks.
Kincaid's Blood. Now, you know, I've mentioned on the show that you are an Old West stunt gunfighter. I've mentioned that before. I may not have mentioned it every time, but you are, and so you're attracted to that era, aren't you? That period.
Well, I'm.
Of course, you live in a historic part of the Old West in Glenwood Springs.
Yeah, that would be true.
Colorado.
Gunfighter. Dennis turned gunfighter. Doc Holliday. He. Finally died in Glenwood Springs.
When you see the movie, the best one is Tombstone, right? The one with
Val Kilmer and Kurt.
Val Kilmer. That's the best one, I think. Anyway, when you see him in the sanitarium there with tuberculosis at the very end, he's in Glenwood Springs. So go ahead.
That's right. He is in Glenwood Springs. Actually, he died in a hotel called the Hotel Glenwood. There was no sanitarium.
Oh, okay.
But that made for a good movie. But
oh, yeah. I like the sanitarium story.
Well, we'll go with your story. It
okay.
Certainly worked well in the movie. I'm hoping that people might enjoy Kincaid's Blood because in business, we get so busy taking care of business, and I would like to think most of us enjoy our work. I know you do by listening to your show here on the and the programs that you offer. I'm kind of hoping that many of your business people might pick up Kincaid's Blood, not for the business part of it, although there's certainly business involved in getting a book published, but just to take a moment for themselves and enjoy a good old-fashioned Western Wild West romp. I I do believe that the story has a there's a strong romantic thread.
What's the setting?
What's the
setting? The year?
It's set in the late 1880s in the southwestern part of the United States. The book does climax in the town of Tombstone.
Yeah.
But it's in the West, in the lawless American West, and
right.
I'm hoping that the ending has a surprise that will literally shock the reader, that they'll never see it coming.
Well, am I going to get an autographed copy?
Well, you know, you're going to have to.
You're not going to make me buy one. You're not going to make me buy it, are you, Mike? You're going to send me my own copy.
You know, I think it's totally fair that you get a copy. I'll contact Pelican and have that done.
You know, Michael, it's interesting. It's got to be interesting, though, breaking in a book like yours into that industry. I mean, we got Zane Grey, the one of the originals, and I mean, there are a lot of Western books out there, aren't they? How competitive was that to break into that market?
I think getting any book published by a recognized publisher is definitely a challenge. Ask anyone who's ever gotten a book published.
Yep.
That 99% of what are called the queries, the letter that you would write a publishing house to see if you can get the book published, I think 99% of the houses reject it. They receive tens of thousands of manuscripts. So it's a process. I would encourage any aspiring author to realize that if they put their heart and soul into the work, then that alone makes it a winner. Whether or not a publishing house picks it up, there are many other factors at play. So just do it. Give it a shot. You know, in business, you take many what people might call risks. I just consider them opportunities to succeed. So, go ahead and take a crack at it. You might be surprised what happened. I know that.
What are you doing? What are you doing with your book to differentiate it from what are you and you know? I don't have to tell you, having already published books yourself. That you can't rely on the publisher to do all the marketing. So what are you going to do to differentiate your book from all the other Western books?
I'm going to get on Jim Blasingame's show and brag about the book. I can't think of any Western author.
Well, now that's going to sell. That's going to sell the first million. What are you going to do about the second million?
Oh, people always say, "Well, Michael, how are you going to turn that into a movie?" I guess the way I look at it is, if it's a good book, people will read it, and that'll bring it success.
Kincaid's Blood by Michael Chandler. It's available at about 3 weeks, folks. We come back. We're going to talk a little dream weaving right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Both of them have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and use our stuff. Hang out with us. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That last one is the knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Michael Chandler is our guest, folks. He's the author of Dream Weaving, The Secret to Overwhelming Your Business Competition. Also, the new book he's coming out in about 3 weeks, his novel called Kincaid's Blood. Michael, talk to us about your concept of dream weaving in 2008 when the economy is off for a lot of folks.
There is, I think, a golden opportunity for businesses across the spectrum to truly distinguish themselves in today's marketplace, given the events of late, the subprime lending mess that is risky lending policies by a number of financial oriented businesses across mm-hmm. the country. What has happened, Jim, is many people are losing faith in greater numbers, especially with the subprime mess. They were encouraged to get involved with buying a home and putting their name on the paper, and home ownership is such a tremendously important dream to just about
yep.
all of us.
It's the foundation of the American society.
Yeah, and then to the public, the people who have been involved with having their homes foreclosed on, there's they feel like they've been tricked, like they've been misled, and they were seized by the emotional moment, and now the pipers come home, mm-hmm. and their homes have been seized. Now, the reason I share all this is in the world of business, human beings, and that certainly includes everybody who's listening at this moment, human beings are searching now for another person they can trust, and more than ever, someone who they are certain cares about them and their own well-being. So for the businesses who decide to use the tactics and science of dream weaving, which is literally rooted in creating an emotional bridge between one person and another person, this being the business person and the consumer that they wish to reach, an emotional mm-hmm. bridge that is based upon trust and honesty and caring, and the tactics to reach that goal are described in the book. But the for those businesses who choose to focus on the emotional well-being of their customers rather than solely focusing on the product or the price, they will distinguish themselves in ways they cannot imagine, because the consumer is so hungry to find that caring business at this point in time.
Human beings want to find people and organizations that they can trust. They never stop looking for that, do they?
Nobody has a relationship of any significance unless they like the other person. And people say, well, what about business relationships? There are no business relationships without first having a personal relationship. So it's all personal. And those businesses that focus on the personal aspect of the relationship moving forward, they will succeed, and they will maintain or perhaps for the first time have that customer loyalty that so many businesses are searching for. Many of the clients I work with say, well, Michael, whatever happened to customer loyalty? And I tell them, the reason you don't have customer loyalty, or many businesses don't have customer loyalty, is because the businesses quit being loyal to their customers.
They quit being somebody that who's... See, you have to earn loyalty. We talked about this in the last hour with some other guests. Michael, loyalty is something you have to earn. That's not something that you're... That's not some inalienable right that you have.
Absolutely.
You have to earn it.
And
you have to re-earn it every day, don't you?
The businesses who are not focusing on caring about their customers will never earn their customers' loyalty, because mm-hmm. the customer knows that they don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
They may care about their wallet, but they don't care about their ultimate happiness and satisfaction. Dream weaving reveals the tactics, the very steps to building that emotional bridge between the business and the customer, much the same as you, Jim, would have for your grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandsons can get away with a lot of shenanigans,
mm-hmm.
but yet you continue to love them with almost blind faith because you have this strong emotional bridge between you mm-hmm. and your grandsons. You will give them the benefit of the doubt, and so it is in business.
Mm-hmm.
For the businesses that have the emotional bridge, the customer will be so loyal to that business. When a competing business comes in to lowball them or,
mm-hmm.
or try to buy off their loyalty, it won't happen. Just like I couldn't buy your love and loyalty that you have for your grandchildren. I'm dead
yep.
in the water. You feel too strong.
But you have. But every day you have to recommit your dedication to
these people. That's right. You're only
people.
As good and, as your last.
And you
good
have
act.
To do. You have to do this with your customers. There's no question about it. Michael, the book is called Dream Weaving. Tell us where it's available.
I think if the easiest way to do it, Jim, you can certainly get it at any local bookseller. But if you go on to if you go to Google and just type in Michael Chandler, Dreamweaving, you'll see the hundreds of locations where you can get the book. And so it is for Kincaid's Blood.
Right. And the novel's coming out in 3 weeks, did you say?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks. And,
all right.
Give yourself a treat out there, everybody. Have some fun. Pick up a book and just have a romp.
Hey, Kincaid's thanks, Mike,
Blood.
For being here. Good job today.
All right, my friend.
We'll see you next time. Michael
Best
Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get him back on the show real soon. Kind of take a quick break. Right back with Dave Anderson. Right after these messages, the wisdom of Dave Anderson coming right up on the Small Business Advocate Show. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.